He slid a ring on her finger then. A thin white gold band, exactly her size. It's Marquise diamond flanked by two tiny emeralds, to match her eyes, he said later, and the coat she'd worn when they met. She was inside now, standing in the doorway of the dining room, turning this ring on her finger. Streamers drifted. One brushed her face. Another had dipped into her wine glass. Nora watched, fascinated, as the stain spread slowly upward. It was, she noticed, almost exactly the same color as the napkins. Susie Homemaker, indeed. She couldn't have found a closer match on purpose. Wine had splashed from her glass and spattered across the tablecloth, too, staining the gold-striped wrapping of her present to David. She picked this up, and on an impulse tore the paper off.
I'm really very drunk, she thought.
The camera was compact, a pleasing weight. Nora had debated for weeks about a suitable gift, until she'd seen this in the display case at Sears. Black and flashing chrome with complex dials and levers and numbers etched around the rings, the camera had resembled David's medical equipment. The salesman, young and eager, had plied her with technical information about apertures and f-stops and wide-angle lenses. The terms washed over her like so much water, but she liked the weight of the camera in her hands, its cool textures, and the way the world was so precisely framed when she held it to her eye. Tentatively now, she pushed the silver lever. Click, and then snap, loud in the room as the shutter released. She turned the little dial, advancing the film. She remembered the salesman using that phrase, advancing the film, his voice rising up for a moment out of the stream of noise in the store. She looked through the viewfinder, framing the ruined table again, then turned two different dials to find the focus. This time, when she snapped the shutter, light exploded across the wall. Blinking, she turned the camera over and studied the bulb, now blackened and bubbled. She replaced it, burning her fingers, but somehow distant from that pain. She stood and glanced at the clock. 9:45 p.m. The rain was soft, steady. David had walked to work, and she imagined him trudging wearily home down the dark streets. On an impulse, she got her coat and the car keys. She would go to the hospital and surprise him. The car was cold. She backed out of the driveway, fumbling for the heat, and by old habit, turned in the wrong direction. Even after she realized her mistake, she kept driving on the same narrow, rainy streets, back to their old house, where she decorated the nursery with such innocent hope, where she'd sat nursing Paul in the dark. She and David had agreed about the wisdom of moving away, but the truth was, she could not bear the idea of selling this place. She still went there almost every day. Whatever life her daughter had known, whatever Nora had experienced of her daughter, had happened in that house.